Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a segment where we talk with local government leaders from across central Kentucky. I'm Brenna Angel, joined today by Winchester Mayor Ed Burtner. Mr. Burtner, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, Mr. Burtner, 2 months ago, it was announced that Amazon will set up a customer service center in Winchester, creating hundreds of jobs. Can you recap the significance of Amazon deciding to come to your city?
Well, it is a major event. Amazon obviously is a international corporation of significant magnitude. What they will be eventually having in Winchester is a customer service center. Eventually, with full build-out, there will be 500-plus jobs. Seasonally, they expect to have an additional 650-plus jobs on top of that. They are wanting to commence their presence in Clark County before the end of the year. They expect to have a temporary location up and running that will have 200 employees within the August-September timeframe. This is huge. This is one of the largest corporate locates in Clark County that we have had in many years. It is a significant thing because we basically saw in January of 2010 our unemployment rate jump to 10%. It had been in the 7.5% to 8%, and then for the next 27 of the 28 months, it was double-digit unemployment in Clark County. We have worked extremely hard. The April 2012 unemployment rate for Clark County was 7.5%. The May 2012 unemployment rate was 8%. That's the lowest it's been going back to late 2008. So having Amazon make this commitment to Winchester and Clark County is a huge thing. We worked extremely hard to welcome Amazon to our community. It's one of several projects that involve either new businesses or expansions, and we're very excited about that.
And so, as you mentioned, they have a temporary space that they're working on. Have they reached a decision, a location on a permanent facility for Amazon?
We are hoping that the permanent location will be in the industrial park in what we call Phase 6, which is the area immediately north of the interstate near the 94 exit. But there's no deed signed as of yet.
Hewlett-Packard announced several months ago that it was not going to renew its lease on a facility that it has in Winchester. And so when you look at the loss of jobs and then the addition of, you know, these new jobs that we just talked about, do you feel the job situation in Winchester is sliding back, holding steady, or getting better? I know you talked about the unemployment rate, and it sounds like you all right. are back to where you were 2 years ago.
Well, we're cautiously optimistic. Hewlett-Packard deciding to close their facility by December of this year was a blow. We have had other blows. We've had Kmart to close their location in Winchester. That occurred at the end of June, in the May-June timeframe. We have had other entities that have closed. But our philosophy has been over the last 6 years, that we are going to be aggressive on any job, whether it's 1, 10, 100, or 500. And we're going to be aggressive in all sectors and in all areas, whether it's industrial, commercial. We have tried to refocus on tourism, and we're trying to get the Chamber of Commerce to reconnect with our ag sector and the ag industry, which is still a huge industry in Clark County. Our Main Street program is very aggressive. They have reinstituted, or not re, but they have instituted a new festival, the Beer Cheese Festival, which we had probably between 8 and 10,000 people in Clark County that weekend. And it works out pretty well because that's a Main Street event. And it also bookends our summer. It is at the it's in June, and then the Daniel Boone Pioneer Festival, which this year will be our 34th annual Daniel Boone Pioneer Festival, Labor Day weekend. The two things connect together. So our philosophy has been to be aggressive, We're going to be careful in terms of some of the businesses and industries, but I would have to say that we are cautiously optimistic. We feel good about the unemployment numbers, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And we are not going to take the pedal off the metal, take the foot off the pedal, if you will. We're going to continue to keep pressing and moving forward.
In the new city budget that is now in effect, were you all able to project any increase in revenues from the occupational tax, or is that sort of holding steady from last year?
Again, being very conservative. The city manager and the city treasurer looked at the businesses and industries that had committed to Clark County. We have a new business that Rocky Mountain ATV, which is under construction right now, which will involve roughly 30 jobs. There's a couple of industries that are going through expansions, the Wally Corporation. There's another one that is not quite ready to announce on the expansion yet, but I believe they will. And then there's going to be, we hope, an announcement on a new business on July the 9th. So taking into account the businesses and industries that have announced, that we know about, that are in operation, the city manager and the treasurer were very conservative, but they did try to build in some increase in revenue, and it's largely on the payroll tax side.
Well, finally, let's talk about the weather. Like a lot of communities, Winchester is under a drought, like most of Kentucky. So how is your city dealing with these dry, hot conditions?
We are a level one drought community. We have issued the first level of a water conservation program, which is voluntary at this point. But if we see the need to go on to mandatory conservation measures, we'll do that. We felt like the burn ban was the thing to do. We felt like extending it to fireworks. We felt like that voluntary conservation at this point is important, and we'll get through this.
Mr. Burtner, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.